Awesome. All right, guys, we've got Super Light Bike in the studio with us today. Say hi, guys.
Hey.
What's up?
They're super excited to be here, right?
Yeah,
of course.
They all talk in unison, too. It's really cool. I bet you guys can't tell that it's three of them, but it actually is. How awesome. So welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks for having us.
No problem. We love having you guys in here. So tell us a little bit about, we're going to break the ice a little bit. You like that? No. Okay, so.
I'm just trying not to talk at the same time as them.
Oh, yeah? It would be really cool. They're like triplets, but they don't look alike. So cool. So anyway, why don't you guys tell me a little bit about how your band was formed?
Four of us, we're missing our singer right now, but met about 8 years ago and had a band called A Pocket Full of Dang. Decided to change the name, it was too obscure reference, and then Super Light Bike formed, and we've gone through a couple fifth members at times, and now it's just back to the four of us and the core original of the band, and I think we're sticking with that for now.
Awesome. Actually, since we all think that they're triplets, why don't you guys go ahead and introduce yourselves?
I'm Travis. I play guitar.
My name is Rob Edmondson. I play the drums.
Classy. Got to throw that last name in. Jackson William Ellis III. I play bass.
Is that really, really a third?
Yeah.
Sure is.
That's so cool.
I'm actually an ordained minister, too, so you can put a reverend in front of it if you want.
I'm so excited about this. You don't even know. I just got 10 times more excited about this interview. I feel like I'm going to get married today somewhere. So, super light bike, why not super heavy bike? No.
Nobody wants a heavy bike. Those aren't fun to ride at all.
A heavy bike can't travel.
Yeah.
Well, how do you know this? What is the heavy bike made out of? Is it like titanium or is it like aluminum?
Those are supposed to be light.
Yeah.
Oh.
We're talking steel.
A lead bike.
Pure granite.
Are the tires still rubber? Like, how do we make this happen? That's so awesome. So why don't you guys tell me a little bit about your sound and how you guys define your specific sound as a band, as a group?
It's always a little bit of a hard one for us because, especially in Austin, everything's so genre set up. You got to go to this place if you want indie music, you know, this place. And we kind of dabble a little bit in a lot of realms. I mean, rock, indie, pop, got a little Spanish influence every once in a while. And but something, you know, you're going to come and never know what to expect. And sometimes that surprises people. And we know when it's a good song, like not a single person will clap after the song's done. Oh. They don't even understand what they just witnessed. And then realize later on, like, wow, that was really cool. I like that.
That's so awesome. So what are some of y'all's favorite venues? Like, each of you must have a favorite place that you like to play.
I'd say Parrish in Austin is always really good. Great sound, great lights. That's always fun to play there.
We played at Mohawk on Sunday. That was fun. Mohawk's always good.
Yeah.
Club DeVille is another one that we play at a lot.
Yeah, I really like Club DeVille. Blackheart just put up we played there on Friday, and they just put up a awning type thing over their stage, and it's actually really cool now, too. That's a fun stage.
Oh, cool. So what do you like to see in an audience? Like, what's the craziest / most fun thing you've ever, like, how you've interacted with your audience?
Well, these guys with their, like, wireless guitar and bass, so sometimes I'll look up from the drums, and they're not on stage anymore, and they're out, like, running around and somewhere, and then all of a sudden they come back up, and I don't know if anything... Has anybody ever, like, crowd surf?
In Austin, the crowd's kind of reserved, you know. Most of the time they're just sitting there with, like, their arms crossed, like, staring at you, kind of, you know. Not really giving anything back sometimes, but...
That's gotten a lot better.
Yeah.
I think it's gotten a lot better.
Why do you think it's gotten better? Like, just more people recognize you?
Just the times. Like, I think that time is kind of gone of, like, you know, I'm cool because I'm here. Mm. Even though this band might be awesome, and it might be I might dance to it in my house, you know, but whenever I'm at the show, it's just, I'm here, you know, I'm cool.
So now it
seems like it's gone a little further.
Come out and stay through the whole night and watch all three bands at a bar where it used to be 60 people would show up for one band. As soon as they were done, it would just be empty and there'd be no one left. And they only came to see that person for that hour, and then they all went somewhere else.
Oh, man, what a bummer.
So you'd be like, wow, this place is packed. And then as soon as you get it loaded up on stage, you turn back around and there's like five people left.
Well, you know, when you guys are like opening for other humongous bands, the joke's going to be on them, huh?
Yeah.
Who would you guys like to tour with? Who's like your dream band that you would like to open for or just hang out with?
That's tough.
Cliche. Yeah. I'd love to hang out with the Beatles. I know it's so cliche.
Me too.
It's just like I've read so much. I've read everything I could ever find on them. And it's just like I just like to be in it. Or Harry Nilsson.
Anybody else? Cool band.
Who doesn't want to play with Radiohead? I mean, I think everybody would want to play with that band, but
I can't really play, but I would like to play with Radiohead. Do you think they allow like shower singing?
Yeah.
That would be awesome. I could just wheel a shower out and like sing that behind the stage. Okay, so here's a really legitimate
They'd be fun guys to tour with, I bet.
Here's a legitimate question, okay? Do you guys jam out to yourselves in the car or the shower?
Not usually, no.
It's okay, we're all friends here, you can tell me.
No. Whenever we first got our album done, I listened to it a lot. Mm. But other than that, since that's come out now, I don't really listen too much to it.
After you get done making an album, most of the time you don't want to hear any of the songs for at least 2 to 3 months. Because it's just so, you put so much into it and you're so tired of hearing the same spot of a song 10 different times while you're trying to get everything right that, you know, just by the end of it, it's just, get me away from this stuff and let me write new stuff. Mm. Then you still have to play it and, why are we in a band again? I have no idea.
Yeah.
How long does it typically take you guys to make an album, like start to finish, songwriting and putting it all together, getting in the studio, things like that?
It's always just an ongoing process. Once you decide what songs to record, then, I mean, you already have other songs that you're working on as it is, so you're always still kind of writing. But the last album, I guess it would be our first album. We did one as our last band also, but this last album, it took us, we were in the studio for 7 days from about 10 o'clock till almost 10 o'clock, sometimes later that night. And then there was an extra day for just, then we did mixing too. So that's like another week to where you're sitting there and you're just listening to songs. Now it's not, you're not playing, you're not working on it. You're just sitting there and have to listen and like adjust things so much and fine tune everything. So that whole process, I mean, with the songs that are on that album, I'd say probably a year and a half to almost 2 years. And then we still have new songs that we're working on right now that we're, I mean, we've been working on these for 5-6 years. You know, we have songs that are just that old that we can just get to now.
And you just throw them on?
Sometimes. Like, you
they didn't fit with the last album, and now we've revisited them and kind of shuffled them and gave him a little spit shine and like, hey, you know what? I like this song again. Like, maybe this is something that works with some for the new album. And it's nice that we have a collective that we can reach into if we need something else.
Yeah, that's super cool. Well, you guys, we're actually going to take a quick break, but we're going to be playing Super Light Bikes, Something with Spectrum. So keep it locked right here, guys. It's Other Side Jive.
Sure. You're listening to Other Side Drive on KTSW San Marcos.
All right, guys, we're here in the studio with Super Light Bike, Not Heavy Bike. If you guys missed that awesome debate, you should go back and listen to it. It was pretty awesome. Okay, so on to some funner questions. If you guys were going to a deserted island, what three things would you take with you? Just three. And it can't be like clothes, because that's more than one item.
All right, I'm going first on this one.
I'm so ready.
I'm taking Rob right here next to me.
That's what I was going to take.
Nope, I already took it. Rob's an Eagle Scout.
Rob, so you're so Rob's popular.
He's always planning. We'll have a guitar. No, actually, I prefer my ukulele instead.
Okay.
And then, I don't know, we got entertainment down just with Rob. Ukulele, we can burn. I'll just throw in a jacket. I'll have on a jacket just to be warm.
Okay.
I'd bring like a, I don't know, a pillow. I like to sleep. It'd be uncomfortable. A hatchet. Definitely need a hatchet.
There you go.
Why a hatchet and not an axe?
Tell her about some of this stuff, but you can use...
You could more versatile. You could use it for like small things. A giant axe you couldn't do that with.
I think I'm going to take Rob with me to deserted island.
And then probably, I don't know, you need something fun, like a chessboard or something. Otherwise, you go crazy.
Something fun, a chessboard. Not Monopoly or Sorry.
Trust me, you'd get into chess when you were a deserted island and nothing to do.
Okay, what would you take?
I'd take a lighter, a record player, and... Bob.
We're going to plug that record player.
I was just thinking about going to plug it in.
It just does it on its own.
A battery operated solar record player.
Solar record player. There we go.
Yeah, that's going to
That's
work.
A new invention right there.
Ooh, are you going to invent it before you go?
TM.
No, I don't have that. Gilgamesh. I don't have that type of talent right there.
Coconut generator or something.
MacGyver on this deserted island. Okay, so wait, what record would you take? You can take one record.
One record?
You are allowed one.
Oh, dude, there's way too many.
Just one.
One too many.
Britney Spears, right? I knew it.
Of course, Britney Spears.
The first one.
Yeah.
It's her best work. Some Justin Biebs.
Best bangs in the business.
Amazing, right? Okay, so if you could be any kitchen utensil, what would you be? And why?
A little fork prong guy.
Fork?
You know the ones that for barbecue to where it's just got the two little spike things? I don't know what it's called. That's a good jabber.
Do you guys know what that's called? I don't barbecue.
I know exactly what he's talking about, but I don't know what it's called.
We're going to have to Google it at some point.
That's tough. I'd be a...
Measuring cup.
No. I'd be just a knife, probably.
Just like a butter knife or like a steak knife?
Big cleaver or something, like a chopping knife.
A hatchet and a cleaver. You know, I'm starting to get a little nervous. I'm like in here with all these weaponry. Okay, wait, why?
Because it'd be the most like badass bad utensil in the
jeez.
Sorry. Yeah, I don't know. It'd be the best utensil I think it'd possibly be.
That'd be awesome.
I'd be a spatula.
Okay, why a spatula?
A spatula.
Because you like to flip things around.
You can flip things with it. You can cut it. With it,
I've never cut anything with a spatula.
You can do it.
Like what?
Like the metal ones that you have if you're working on a grill.
But what would you cut? Like meat?
Yeah, you can cut meat. Cut anything with it.
What? Do you guys all cook?
These are all long ones like that big probably. Well, you can't see that on the air, but they're pretty big.
They're pretty sized.
Yeah.
They're like three hand widths apart.
Yeah.
Well, my hands are little.
Have you ever cooked at a restaurant?
I've been on a grill. I worked a grill in my day.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
You're like an amazing sous chef?
No. I could flip something.
Like Ratatouille? Have y'all seen that movie?
It's great.
Great movie.
Yeah, that's my sick day movie.
I just watched Finding Nemo yesterday.
For the first time ever?
No, not for the first time.
Oh.
Revisited?
Yeah. Me and my girlfriend were talking, and there's that part with the seagulls where they just go, mine, mine. It's just like, oh my gosh, that's so great.
It describes me and my dog's relationship, like, absolutely perfectly. So what's you guys' favorite song that you've ever done? It can be any band.
That we've played or that some other band?
No, that you've played, that you've done.
That we've covered?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
We did a really good version of Paranoid Android one time.
Ooh.
And we'd worked on it forever, and We only played it really once or twice, but the one time we did it, it was like perfect one night, and I don't even know if people were around to see it, but I remember it.
Okay.
Did a Morning Bender song. That was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. I always liked Wicked Game.
Chris Isaac.
Chris Isaac. We did that. I always liked that one.
Might I suggest, up next, Call Me Maybe.
We did a Katy Perry one time.
What? What's
no, it wasn't Katy Perry.
Not Katy Perry.
Actually, that was my favorite cover that we did.
What song was it?
Since You've Been Gone.
Yeah, who is
that's
that?
Kelly Clarkson.
There we go. We don't even know who it is, but we played it once.
That's really, really awesome.
New Katie Holmes song? You know. Since You've Been Gone.
Okay. Is there a song from another band that you guys wish you had come up with first?
Well, so many.
Yeah.
Probably like half of the songs that have ever been created.
Obviously Kelly Clarkson, right?
Kelly Clarkson, yeah.
I don't even think she came up with that.
Oh, that's just sad.
There's always songs that like, well, just like the other day, I just heard Alt J for the first time. They played at ACL, and that one was like, there's a song called Breeze Blocks to where just the first time I heard it, I was like, why couldn't I write that? Mm. You know, there's sometimes you hear a band and you're like, you listen to it and it's like, well, what are we doing? You know, what are we doing this for? But then it's like, oh, yeah, no, we know why we're doing this, because it's fun and we're good at it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, but it's always, you always hear stuff and anything by Paul Simon.
So who, do you guys all jointly write things, or is there a specific writer and then someone that comes up with that lays your music down?
Somebody will bring something in and then we'll all work on it, okay. Or we'll write it together, kind of. So it's all of us together whenever we write, for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
We record our practices, so a lot of times we'll just, in between songs, start randomly jamming on something or just playing, making it up as we go along. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but you can go back and be like, that was kind of cool, let's listen to that part again. And maybe take half of this one and half of this one and put them together. But otherwise, it's just, yeah, somebody comes in with an idea. Or sometimes our singer has stuff he makes on his computer and kind of has, like, drums, like synthesize, and this is an idea, and we play it from there, you know, but most of the time it's a collaborative effort.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. But you guys are actually playing here in San Marcos soon.
We are.
Thursday
night.
At Triple Crown.
11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Wow. Are y'all are just like, y'all are closing? Y'all the only band?
We're the middle band. There's a band before us, and then Megafauna is playing after us.
Awesome. And of course, we can follow you guys on Twitter at
Superlight Bike, or we'll just / Superlight Bike.
Yeah.
That or Facebook.
Oh, cool. What's your Facebook? Is it just like a group?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, wait. Group bike. What kind of group?
Just like a group on Facebook? You have a group and you have like a page?
Oh, no. We're not that savvy.
Oh.
But yeah, I think we just have a page.
Yeah.
Yes, I believe so.
We can all look at it. We're all we're all family members on it. So.
Oh, that's so cute. Are y'all triplets?
I wish.
My facial hair isn't good enough to be their triplet. So. No,
yeah, definitely.
It's weak.
It's weak.
It's very weak.
It's just young.
Jack's beard is amazing right now. If y'all could see it,
yeah,
you'd love it.
It is pretty amazing. Are you going to participate in No Shave November?
Yes.
Oh, my. How long have you been growing that?
It's been a couple months at least.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't get like insane.
Well, yeah.
He trims it up.
I'm being Jim Morrison before he died. Like right before he died for Halloween.
I love it.
You got to get fatter then.
Well, I'm trying to.
I love it. Well, that was Super Light Bike here in the studio with us. Thank you guys so much for coming. We totally appreciate having you here. All right, guys, keep it right here on Other Side Drive, KTSW.